Item 7, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report on the Milwaukee County Automated Mapping and Land Information System Business Needs Assessment Update. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, thank you so much. Looks like we have a presentation.
Yes,
here.
A short presentation,
all right,
Mr. Chairman.
I'll allow the Director T. Willie Smith to go ahead and start off.
Chair and supervisors, one of the really critical roles that we play in economic development is the output, the collection and output of data for economic development and other purposes. This committee often has the opportunity to see direct transactions that our department is working on and programming that we're working on, but you don't always get a chance to see the day-to-day operations of what we do to support land development and economic development throughout the county. So we thought with the relaunch of the McCamless system, it was appropriate to have the McCamless director, Bill Shaw, and his staff come to just give you an overview of what McCamless is working on so that you have a better understanding of what our department is working on so that if you have projects in your area that can benefit from this type of service, you will certainly let our department know.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And also, other staff members, please state your name for the record. And how long would you like to go into this presentation?
It will be roughly 10 minutes, maybe.
Okay. We'll
it's a short presentation.
Yeah. We'll try to stick to that just because we have other items.
Mr. Chairman, my name is William Shaw. I'm the current manager for the McCamless project. And to my right is Brad Blummer, who is a staff member in the McCamless staff. If you're not aware of McCamless, the McCamless has been in place since 1990, over two decades of operations. It was authorized by the county board and is part of the county's participation in the land records modernization for Wisconsin. In 2013, we entered into a business needs assessment, and through that assessment, we discovered or determined a number of opportunities for including or advancing value throughout the county to all the municipalities and various partners in our McCamless project. And this was due to new advancements in technology that we can take advantage of, and also changing and adapting stakeholders in the community. So the presentation essentially outlines our beginning in 1990 and through the 2005 when, well, in 1990, McCamless was being managed by SewerPAC in the Register of Deeds office. In 2005, the county took over management of McCamless project, and in 2006, I became the manager and have been so since that time. In 2009, we introduced our first web mapping application, and in 2012, we introduced and started to facilitate a local group of GIS, which is Geographic Information System professionals, and we meet quarterly. Usually the local communities participate through their management or their engineering staff and their GIS staff. And in general, we have about 50 people that attend those meetings. We facilitate them across the various participating organizations. Actually, tomorrow we will be meeting in Greenfield's City Hall. And so in 2013, as I said, we started the business needs assessment, and we identified a number of needs and that we could improve or make improvements on.
Can you make that presentation full screen? Possibly.
Unfortunately, I do not appear to do that with this laptop.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I apologize. We're having some technical difficulties. This is a list of the partner organizations. As you can see, there's both the communities, all the communities are involved, as well as AT&T, MMSD, We Energies, originally, and Sewer PAC. Originally, We Energies was represented by Wisconsin Electric Power and Wisconsin Gas, which then formed what is now We Energies. In the business needs assessment, we identified the following planned elements. And these elements advance both the viewer technology that we currently have available to the public and for private access. We are also introducing mobile applications, and we have an item that would identify collaborative work that would improve training and applications that we would provide to local communities. We have a the McCandless Online project, which that project has actually been introduced in late June of this year and has been now working through July, where we've done a full revamp of our web presence. As you can see, the total cost of the projects over the course of the five-year plan would be a little bit less than $1,200,000. The majority of the costs would be incurred in McCandless Online applications and data acquisition. The McCandless program is kind of organized in a way, or towards this plan, is organized as a portal. And that portal will have three or four different elements. One would be the collaboration products and services. The other of that would be capability products and services, data products and services, and then program management. The applications that we're introducing through the plan include the mobile project applications, the online presence, collaboration projects, McCandless data project, and the viewer project. An example of the online presence is our introduction of the 2000 or the latest version of our website. Hopefully, you've been able to or have had an opportunity to take advantage of going to the McCandless site. If not, the URL for that is county.milwaukee.gov/mclio, and hopefully you'll take a moment of your time and just go there, because we're pretty excited about the opportunities that we're advocating and promoting there. The viewer project is one that we're really proud of, and so far the new introduction of the viewer, as I said, in 2009 we introduced our first viewer, and we are now introducing our second, which is newer technology, faster and more capable. We also have a mobile project where we'll be introducing opportunities for local communities to access our services on their mobile devices. And those mobile devices will be used for such things as collecting locations of sewer locations for asset management, also for crowdsourcing, identifying errors on our maps, things like that. We Energies and MMSD currently use our mobile services, and an example of that is the We Energy Circuit Patrol mobile application. This is where We Energy sends out patrols to identify equipment failures, and they use our base map, our services that we provide for that purpose throughout the county for that application. Another application is the MMSD's real estate status map, where they use our parcel information for that. And this is out in the field and mobile. The next item, just identifies the various mobile devices that we're supporting. And those support includes tablets, phones, mobile PCs, and anything that you can take out into the field that you can locate to, and that location opportunity is automatically available through our services. The collaboration project is another area where we'll be developing or introducing opportunities for local communities to collaborate on various projects. One of those would be opportunities for emergency management. The online viewer, which I spoke about earlier, this is an image of our current website. And again, I encourage you to take advantage and take a look at that website. There's also an online application gallery, and that gallery includes some applications that we introduced for supervisory districts that identify economic reporting capabilities on a supervisory district level. And here's an example of the report. And it also identifies, in the next foil, historical aerial imagery that we also provide for. And this would be, again, online. So to summarize, the input for the plan took advantage of input from many McCandless stakeholders, over 100 stakeholders throughout the communities and through our partners in private industry participated. These improvements are driven by partner input. New improved services and map applications and training will be a result. And early improvements that we're currently working on, such as the introduction of the new viewer and the web application, are already underway and in place. So that concludes.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And we'll take comments from the committee, and Supervisor Johnson will start.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, Mr. Shaw, for the retail marketplace, on a retail marketplace, I could go to District 13 to get a profile.
That's correct.
What's shown here for District 8?
That's correct, sir. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
And you would go to the applications off of our website. The pull down on the website would take you to the page that's shown there. And you can click on that application, and that application will then reveal itself to you.
Thank you.
Excellent. And that is ready right now, correct?
That is there. Essentially, that application is very simple. We introduced it on recommendation from Teague Whaley Smith, and we're hopeful that that will spur interest and get others to take advantage of the opportunities that I know that there's certainly more advanced capabilities that we could provide for.
Excellent. I'm definitely proud of the work going on with McCandless and this
Thank
new
you.
Direction of actually giving us more information and data to work with our residents and businesses in our district. So definitely honored for your work. Any other comments from committee? All right. Maybe we should take and receive and place on file. Is this the same presentation connected?
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
So moved.
Okay, excellent.
Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion to receive and place on file. Madam Clerk, let's go ahead and call the roll for that.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 nos. The motion to recommend item 7 be received and placed on file prevails.
Excellent. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Continue great work. For Milwaukee County. We will go ahead and read into the item.